Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
This is the answer phone for
Patrick Nolan, MBE.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Fucking keep it down. Fuck's sake. Fucking 3 a.m. Fucking. Sorry, pal. Word of advice, if Callum Hudson-Odoi ever moves to your neighbourhood, fucking pack your things up and get the fuck out. Alright? Listen, pal. I've heard the verdict. And you must be hurting. I'm hurting. Me dog's hurting. It ain't good. I've asked around and, HMRC... they ain't gonna budge on the £8 million fine. You can't get out of that. That prison sentence, my pal, that's the fucking kick in the bollocks, isn't it? It's bad, son. You're going away for 18 months. Unless you can prove you've been out of the country for 6 out of the last 12 months. I know you know that. And I know that lawyer of yours was close to proving it, but it's over, my boy. You do the time, and you can't run the club. So get your affairs in order. I'll have a word with me pals on the inside, and we'll make sure you have a comfortable stay. You've had a good run, Pad. You still never got relegated, eh? Huh? So there's always that. Give me a call when you can. I understand if you want some time alone. Callum, honestly, mate, fuck me!
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive.
Joke.
I'm not going to ask again, mate.
I didn't fucking do anything.
Mr. Robert Jefferson has shown us the restraining order, all right?
Oh, do me a favour.
And you are in breach of that order.
I'm at a football match, for crying out loud.
Then we can have the Everton staff find you another seat, all right?
Oh, please do.
Oh, what's going on?
Hey, pal, could you go up and get my phone? I left it on my seat.
So, what's going on?
They're moving me.
Why?
Because fucking Rob Jefferson dobbed me into the feds, that's why.
Watch your tone.
Right.
He's got some restraining order on me, apparently.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Well, I'll be back in a moment with a representative from Everton and they can allocate you your new seating.
Ah, great. Thanks, pal. Really looking forward to it. Could you get me a seat next to Ancelotti's left eyebrow if you could? You know, the one that's 6 inches higher than the other one. Ta! Fucking hell.
Ah, bollocks.
What?
Jess has got my phone, I think.
Why?
Oh, we were doing a selfie with the iBet lads and she had the best reach.
Ah, yeah, those fucking weird gangly talons of hers.
Right. Well, I'm going to get back to my seat.
Oh, great.
See you later.
Ooh, what's in here? It's a boot room.
Okay, I'm going to go now.
Pal, you going to want to look at this?
Woody, I'm missing a pretty important match in the history of my shit club.
Okay, fine. Just a lot of free stuff in here, that's all.
All right, what is it? Oh, wow. Oh, it's a shame it's all Umbro stuff, though.
What's wrong with Umbro?
Oh, it's just a bit, you know.
A bit what?
A bit, thanks for dropping me off to play football, Mum.
Ugh, Umbro's cool, man.
Yeah, that's just because we live in a society where if something mediocre on the fringes stews and ferments for long enough, we just pretend it's cool after a decade, you know? Like Umbro or Le Coq Sportif or Woody Harrelson. It's corporations selling you nostalgia, Woody.
Oh, look at these boots. God, I want a pair of these.
God, you don't even play football.
Oh, so you wouldn't take any of this stuff? Is that
what, so the police can grab me too? No, thank you. Enjoy the game. Woody, did you grab a key out of this or something?
Out of what?
Out of this, the door.
No, why?
Oh, doesn't seem to be opening.
Let's have a look.
Call somebody. You know, maybe Everton front desk or something, or Leon Osman. You know, he seems like the kind of guy that has a set of keys for this place.
Call somebody. I told you to get my phone, didn't I?
What?
I said I left my phone on my seat. Go and get it.
When did you say that?
As soon as you popped your fucking stupid head around the fucking stupid door.
Woody?
Patrick?
You've trapped me in this fucking shrine to Umbro whilst I'm missing one of the
most important games in your clubs, blah, 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 blah.
It is.
Pal, look, the door just needs a wee bit of brute force, all right? Bit of the old Diego Costa shove sort of thing, you know? Looky here, all right? not done yet. Hang on.
Okay. Yeah, that cracking sound. I'm hoping it's the lock, but I have a sneaking suspicion that it might have been your rib.
Oh, fuck me. I'll try again once it's healed, I think.
How long does a cracked rib take to heal?
Google it.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, sorry, the phone's... Oh. Top of my head, crack rib, 3 weeks.
Okay, great, yeah, so in 3 weeks' time you can have another go. Brilliant, thank you.
Oh, look at that, they've even got hoodies. Fucking
yeah,
great.
Umbro hoodie. Ugh, give me a Nike one, you know, Air Jordan.
Pal.
What?
I get it, you've been watching The Last Dance, stop banging on about it.
Well, you know, when Michael talks about his competitive spirit, you know that bit.
Michael, for fuck's...
You know the bit when he talks about his competitive spirit?
Yeah, I believe he mentions it once or twice.
Yeah, it sort of reminds me of me, a little bit, you know?
No.
Well, just like how I don't accept defeat.
We've lost 19 games this season.
No, I mean me as an individual.
Right.
Yeah, but I think in a way I'm kind of having my own last dance with that competitive spirit.
Aye? Why is that? Oh, wee little headband.
Just... Might have finally hit a dead end, you know?
Oh, these are fat. Look at these wee Umbro-branded Fitbits. I might nab a couple of these. They've got some bloody nice socks here, too. They've got it all, haven't they?
Oh, fuck, I don't need this right now.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, I wonder what it could be.
Not just this. All fucking week you've been twitchy.
What's that?
What's what?
That noise?
It's the glum drone of 36,000 Everton fans enduring yet another average season.
No, listen.
Oh, that? A fly? Oh, I forgot you hate flies, don't you? Don't worry, it won't bite.
Yeah, I do. And yes, it can bite me, but think, Woody.
What?
How did it get in here?
Where are you going?
There's got to be a window, hasn't there? Yes!
Ah, good work, pal.
Oh, Mother Nature, my friend, getting us out of your fuck-up. Right. Looks like that's as far as it goes.
Really?
Yeah. I'm actually in skinny-fit trousers, so I haven't really got the leverage. Maybe you could have a go.
You want me to try and climb through the window?
Yeah.
And the reason is because you're wearing skinny fit suit trousers.
Yeah.
Right. Basically, skinny boy over here can't fit through the window.
Woody, I could fit through that window.
Pal, it's all right to see that you can't fit, right?
I can!
You can't get through that gap, pal.
Woody, since this time last year, I've lost a stone, okay? I could glide through that fucking thing, all right? It's just my current attire is restrictive.
Well, here you go.
What are you doing?
Umbro trackies, pal. Everton warm-up gear. What's your waist size, skinny boy? What are you, 30, 32?
42.
Right, there you go. Whip them on and glide through that window.
Fine. You know what? Fine. Fucking fine.
Oh, nice boxers.
Thank you.
And are they little skull and crossbones?
Yeah.
Cool.
Good, aren't they? Got them in Baku.
Baku, Azerbaijan?
No, Baku, Lincolnshire. Of course, Azerbaijan.
Wait.
Needed an extra pair.
That's fair enough.
Right.
That's weird.
What?
You're really smart on top and then really casual on the bottom, and it just looks like you must have shat yourself or something. Is that why you bought the extra boxes in Baku?
Gonna ignore that. Right, give me a leggy.
A what now?
A leggy.
Blonde?
No, a leggy, so I can get to the windowsill.
You mean a leg up?
Yeah, whatever, leggy.
Pal, leggy's not a thing.
Of course it is. We called them leggies at school.
Oh, I bet you fucking did. Oh, I say, Lazarus, give one a leggy so one can peer through Dumbledore's window whilst he's partaking in a fucking magic wank.
God, can I just go one day without you mocking where I was educated? One day. Thank you. Now, come on.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
I'm putting goalie gloves on.
Why?
Because I don't want to touch a sock, pal.
What's wrong with my socks?
I just don't want to touch them.
Christ.
Right. Here we go. One, two, three. Hey there.
Yeah, hold on.
Just grab the handle to hold yourself.
Yeah, I know.
And then bring your knees to the windowsill. You know?
Yeah, I know, Woody. I know.
Heavy.
Oh, okay, I'm on. Right. Okay, just gonna check again that this is as far as it opens.
Well, that's the gap, okay? It ain't getting any bigger. This is what you signed up to, right?
Right, okay. Okay. Here we go. Fucking Everton, fuck's sake! If this was Anfield, that window would be twice as big.
Oh yeah, of course, Anfield and its giant windows.
And that fly can shut the fuck up!
He's the only one in here that can fit through!
Shut up!
Have you got fly phobia or something?
No!
Because I've never known someone be such a fucking baby about a fly!
Okay, it's your turn.
Hey, I wasn't the one giving it the big one, alright?
Yeah, well, you're our only hope, Woodall.
Right. Give us a leggy, Miss Granger.
Right, give me the gloves.
See, I told you.
No, this is different. This is the bottom of your shoe.
So?
So, I don't know where it's been.
Ashford train station, then Liverpool Lime Street station, then here.
Yeah, right, then I'm definitely not touching them. Gloves.
Right.
Okay, one leggy coming up. This will actually be pretty easy for me, because I've been doing a lot of forearm strength exercises recently.
You dirty sod.
Right, and go. You there?
Aye, hold on. Okay, right. All right, I'm up. Christ, it's a lot smaller when you're up face to face with it, isn't it? Like that time we met Dean Saunders, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, and I thought he was Frankie Dettori.
Hey. Okie dokie.
What are you doing?
Going in leg first.
Why?
In case I go head first and fall out the window, you know?
We want to fall out the fucking window.
Trust me, all right? Ha! Look! See? One leg out, pal.
Oh, great. Okay, Mr. Fantastic. If you could just have it stretch round to the other side of the stadium and unlock the door from the outside, that'd be great.
Leg number two. And three.
Well done, you.
Oh, right. Some resistance on the waist here. Struggling to breathe a wee bit. Hey, what are you doing?
Just giving you a little shove out.
Shove out of what? Consciousness?
You're nearly there. Oh. I'm just giving you a final nudge.
Ow!
Oh. Did it work?
Does it look like it works?
Shit.
So give me one of your fucking strong forearms. Lift me back in. Oh, Christ.
Oh, pathetic.
Excuse me?
I put way more effort into mine than you did.
Oh, come off. I was half out. But you just fucking gave up, didn't you? Fucking Michael Jordan's competitive waistband.
Oh, fuck off. I'm more Michael Jordan than you.
You're not Michael Jordan. You're fucking Bugs Bunny.
I'm the Michael Jordan of stable financial management at elite club level, okay? I mean, it might not be basketball, but it is something to be proud of.
You're the Michael Jordan of being a twat. That's what you are, all right? Fucking MVP, Player of the Year, Hall of Fame of the National Twat Association.
Whoa, what's that noise?
It's a fly, pal. Fucking get over it. In fact, why don't you go and slam dunk him? How about that?
No, listen.
Cheering.
But small cheering.
Like 3,000 lagalouts from Kent kind of cheering.
Oh my God.
We're 1-0 up. We're fucking 1-0 up.
Get in! Yes!
You right?
Oh God. Oh God, I swallowed the fly. Oh, I swallowed the fucking fly.
Right, some resistance on the waist here, alright? Struggling to breathe a wee bit. Hey, what are you doing?
Just giving you a little shove out.
Shove out of what? Consciousness?
Sorry, that's very funny to me.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'll go from right, some resistance on the waist.
Great.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. With a single level subscription tier of just $5 a month, you can become an official member of the Super Whites with the Ashwood City season ticket. You'll get an access all areas pass to Dartley Park and receive previously unseen behind-the-scenes footage. This will include sit-down, one-on-one, in-depth interviews with both creatives and the cast of the show. You'll also receive club shop discounts and exclusive merchandise for Patreons only. Monthly downloads will continue in the off-season and will include MP3 downloads of songs featured in the show, such as the Ashwood City song,
We're bigger than Gillingham.
And a full, previously unheard, 4-minute version of
It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Your money will go towards running costs and maintaining our current high standards. It will allow us to continue to bring you a show described as must-listen by The Guardian, ultra-sharp by GQ, and sharper than Luis Suarez's left canine by The Football Pink. Sign up now for a one-tier price of just $5 a month. You'll become an official fan of the club and enjoy all these benefits and so much more. Visit patreon.com/Ashwood City and get your membership today.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Are you struggling to find something to watch during lockdown? You've drained Netflix, rewatched all your old favourites, and now you need something new? Well, we're here to help. Join us for Clash of the Titles, the podcast where two movies with something in common go head-to-head in a fight to the death.
Release the Kraken.
Well, not death. We just decide which one is better.
When they do a long shot of the crowd in the Ivory Tower, it's different to the close-up. And if you look closely, you can see E.T., Mickey Mouse, Chewbacca,
no.
Ewoks, and C-3PO.
So when Wolfgang Peterson went to Spielberg and went, yeah, could you maybe re-edit my movie? Steven Spielberg went, yeah. Do you know what I'm probably going to cut out? E-T, mate. I made that. Find your new favourite movie or revisit an old classic with me, Alex Zane, Vicky Crompton and Chris Tilley. New episodes out every Monday and Thursday.
Clash of the Titles is a Stakhanov production.
Ah, there he goes.
Fucking little shit tried to kill me.
No, you tried to kill him.
Would he? He positioned himself deliberately in my throat and tried to make me choke.
Right, what the fuck is going on?
Nothing.
Pal.
It's over, Woody.
We're 1-0 up.
Not that. Me.
Well, what do you mean?
The sentence has been finalised.
For the investigation?
Yeah.
Not good, then?
Not good, no.
Prison?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Gets worse.
How?
I have to pay a fine out of my own money.
Oh, they really know how to hurt you, don't they?
18 months behind bars, minimum. And a fine of...
Of how much?
Of...
Pal.
Of £8 million.
Holy cunt.
Yeah.
But for you to pay personally?
That's right.
What are you going to do?
Well, sell my house. Sell my parents' house. Have my mum move in with my sister, maybe. Country club will be sold, but I mean, that's mostly money I owe.
Oh, Christ, why didn't you take the ESG offer?
Because I was told this investigation was going to be fine. Told it was a slap on the wrist. Instead, it's a fucking slap on the bollocks over and over and over.
I don't get why you thought it was just going to be a slap on the wrist.
Because my... advisors and I had calculated that I had been out of the country for 6 months, or 182.5 days. Therefore, I wasn't eligible to pay UK income tax.
Right, okay, well... You were away from me until August, because I remember that, because as soon as Adeyemi stuck that penalty in, you fucked off to Monaco, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you were away in California over Christmas for what, like,
Woody,
a month?
I've done this, mate, with experts. You know, I did it in front of some fucking Rain Man barrister. I'm 9 days short. Oh, please, please, fuck off. You hear me, you buzzing cunt? Fuck off and leave me alone. Leave! Go on, go on, go! The window's open, you can be free! You know, do you know what I'd give to be fucking free, you right. Sardonic pal, bastard!
Pal, you need to calm down.
Right? I need a time machine, is what I need.
Oh, to go back in time and not lock the door, you mean?
What? Okay, firstly, you decided to come into Umbro World, not me. Secondly, no. I need a time machine to make sure I spent 182.5 days out of the country in the last 12 fucking months so I can stay out of prison, Woody.
But what about the fine?
That'll still be there, but maybe I can figure that one out.
£8 million. Christ alive. That's like Anwar El Ghazi.
Whatever.
£8 million.
And maybe I'll just sell everything and run away, live in these tracksuit bottoms like a complete loser.
Pal, those trackies are like 80 quid a pop.
80 quid? Christ. Grab another couple for me.
Oh, what was that noise?
Sounded like a goal.
Fuck.
It's gone quiet.
VAR, you reckon?
Don't think so.
Penalty, maybe?
Ah,
think you could be right, Everton penalty.
Sigurdsson, come to me, Sigurdsson.
What are you doing?
Do you ever do that thing where you like try and communicate with someone, like into their brain?
Yeah, I do. It's called talking.
No. Like the wheelchair fella, you know.
Stephen Hawking?
No, the bald chap. Huddersfield fan, cried at Wembley.
Professor X?
Aye, that's him.
So what, you're telling Sigurdsson to miss?
No, I'm telling Riviere to stay in the middle.
Oh, please.
What, would you rather I tell Sigurdsson to miss?
I think you should seek an expert mental health professional is what I think you should do.
Fuck. Here we go.
That's Ashwood fans. That's fucking Ashwood fans.
It's Emmanuel, you beauty.
Oh, you can fuck off. This doesn't concern you.
That fucking flag.
It's probably a Man United fan or a Celtic fan or something.
Fucking Celtic can't. Come here. Hold on. I got him.
Yeah, go on, Woody. You still clapping the NHS, are you?
Shut up. I'm trying to kill your arch nemesis here, pal. For fuck's sake.
He's running rings around you.
Well, you try then.
I'm not trying to kill him. I'm trying to get him out.
Well, go on then.
Okay, right. You sort of man mark him. Be right on top of him.
Right.
And I'm going to basically show him down the line.
Ah, channel him out the window kind of thing.
Exactly.
Right. Right, here he comes.
Okay. Get tight to him.
I am.
Woody, come on, man. Stick to your man.
I fucking am, pal. Just fucking watch the run of you.
Right. Here we go. I'm closing down.
That's good.
Closing down.
That's good. Show him onto his weak wing.
There, nowhere to go.
Get out.
Go on, go, you twat.
Go on.
Go.
God, Patrick.
What?
He breezed right past you.
I didn't see him.
He was right there, for fuck's sake. Open your body up, pal. Jesus Christ. Hey.
What?
Come on, don't give up.
Woody, mate. I'm going to say it loud and clear, or I give up. Yeah. I, Patrick Nolan, give up.
You know you're going to make those trackies dirty being sat down there.
Come join me. It's pretty comfortable.
Hey, go on then. Arrogant fuckers taunting us now. Who cares though, eh? We're winning out there, Riviere. Fuck me, another penalty save. You get a fucking ton of dosh for him, I tell you. Do you remember the one he saved in the Europa League in Rome? That's the one for the CV for Manu, isn't it? Again, it's straight down the middle, but a save's a save, isn't it?
What did you say?
It's down the middle. Sigurdsson puts him down the middle, so when I was doing my telepathy...
No. You said Europa League.
Aye.
We were there, weren't we?
We were, pal. Yeah.
We went to every game.
Every game.
Oh, the Europa fucking League.
What?
My legal team. My legal team didn't track my business travel because I only said I went to Saudi Arabia and Florida, but the fucking Europa fucking League.
Right, okay. Wait. How many days do you need?
9.
Right, okay. Within the calendar year or the last 12 months?
Last 12 months.
Right, okay. So we had 2 days out every away game, didn't we, right? So it was Roma first.
Yeah. 7 to go.
And then we had Karabakh in Baku.
5.
Rangers away, but they're in the UK, aren't they?
Fucking British bastards.
And then the knockout stage. We had Basel.
3.
And then the Europa was cancelled the fucking day after we played...
Wolfsburg.
In Wolfsburg.
1.
Fuck. Fuckity. Fuck. Bollocks, I thought we had it.
That's okay.
It's just a fucking day. A fucking day to keep you out of prison. A fucking day.
It's okay, Woody. It's all right. You know, I've come to terms with it now. It's okay.
What are you doing?
Changing out of these.
I thought you liked the trackies.
Yeah, only because they're 80 quid, not because they actually suit me. Get off me, you little shit!
And there's the lovely wee boxes again.
You want them? I'll be selling pretty much everything I own soon.
Aye, but I don't think used Azerbaijani boxer shorts actually go for that much these days, pal.
Aye. My boxers. The fly.
What?
Remember the fly in Baku?
The fly in Baku? I don't think I've seen
it. Yeah, the whole reason I fucking despise flies, Woody. We had breakfast before the flight outside in Baku, and that fly...
The fly bit you.
Yes.
And your hand went all puffy.
Yeah, and I thought I got rabies from the fly.
Which is ridiculous.
But I went to get it checked out, and I didn't get on the plane.
Fuck, of course you didn't get on the plane.
I stayed another night in Baku. I bought the boxers because I stayed another night in Baku.
Oh, fucking hell. Hey, the fly's gone.
He's free.
We did it. We did it.
Anyone in here?
We're free.
After you, pal.
Oh, thanks, pal.
I can hear voices. You coming
out? Yeah, we're here. We're just coming through.
Right.
Oh, hi there. Thanks so much.
Thank you, officer. I didn't need that seat after all, did I?
Dear.
What now?
Better go get our phones.
Oh, absolutely.
Woody, I just want to say that I...
Pal, where are your trousers?
Oh, fuck. Hey! Excuse me! Sorry, can someone open the store? Hello? Sure, they'll be back in a minute. So.
Still got to figure out how you're going to pay that £8 million as well, haven't you?
Oh, bollocks.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.